Monday, April 26th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is Matthew Kruse with the Comstock Report. Weather-wise, there's enough rain ahead to halt planting by Wednesday in the eastern Corn Belt, but still mostly dry, except for a few scattered showers in the northern plains and northwest Corn Belt. With overnight grains up double digits, certainly not enough to change weather worries with ending stocks so tight. Only bumper crops will keep them from tightening further in 2021 and 2022. Reports of recent Chinese purchases of old crop run as high as 3 million metric tons, with late reports Friday that China may have also purchased as much as 4 million metric tons of new crop corn. USDA remained woefully behind on its estimates of Chinese corn buying. Officials gamely warn that China may cancel purchases as they have in the past, but that only occurs during bear markets when they want to repurchase at lower prices. It's highly unlikely, if not irrational, to suggest they might cancel purchases already made at much lower prices when they're paying now. We can't stress enough that this bull market is unlike any we've seen in decades, driven by both supply concerns and surprising demand despite high prices. Hot basis shows cash demand very strong. We're just not seeing the evidence of price rationing that high prices are supposed to bring about. Ethanol margins are positive. Even soybean crush margins, though modest, make crushing still profitable. Further, even though crushers have been said to be crushing for the oil, meal is not backing up in the pipeline as we might expect. Meal prices have been weak as oil rose, which kept demand for meal intact. In fact, one client with livestock in northwest Iowa told us he tried to buy cash meal for pickup at a local processor and was told he could only get it if he delivered some beans. Friday's Commitments of Traders report showed managed funds has shed nearly 18,000 corn contracts in the latest reporting period. What's always important to remember in times like these is that the Commitment of Traders reports are only current through Tuesday of that week. Closing comments noted aggressive fund purchasing as well as margin-related short covering both Wednesday and Thursday that likely guarantee the next Commitment of Traders report will show big increases in the net long positions of corn, wheat, and soybeans. Soybeans were the star of Friday's Commitment of Traders report, with managed funds boosting their net long positions more than 20% by adding over 30,000 contracts. They were aggressive buyers of soybean meal and soybean oil as well, over 4,200 and 8,800 contracts respectively to their net long positions. You are listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Even though it won't be evident for another week or so how much freeze damage there has to winter wheat in southern plains, today's crop progress report after the markets close will be closely examined for the percentage of the crop that had headed in Texas and Oklahoma. That's the stage where even temps below 30 degrees can do some damage, and temps below 28 degrees some serious damage. If there is any surprise in the condition ratings for winter wheat, it could be declining numbers in the good to excellent category, just because those turning in their reports know there was a freeze. Crop condition ratings are notoriously subjective, often not much more than windshield surveys or coffee shop chatter on whether crop status improved, worsened, or stayed about the same during the prior week. But in a case like this, that very subjectivity could be price-friendly if observers lower their ratings on the expectation that damage surely occurred, even if not plainly visible yet. On the hogs, though the short-term trend in futures has been down, cash has been firm, and lean hog futures staged a nice rally Friday, despite what was first considered bearish export numbers, until it sank in what we reported Friday morning, that Thursday's net pork export sales were artificially depressed due to an error overstating 2020 purchases that was corrected as cancellation of 2021 purchases that hadn't really happened. On top of that, Thursday's cold storage report came in downright friendly. Even though March pork production was up more than 12% from February, pork stocks on March 31st were down 6.5% from the end of February. The drawdown was twice the five-year average and left stocks at just over 147 million pounds, which is 25% below the five-year average. Alas, managed money is still exiting hogs. However, collectively they shed another 4,700 contracts in the most recent reporting week, but are still net long over 73,000 contracts. You are listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-227-1110.